You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Feyenoord in fine form. They sit top of the Eredivisie. They've won all five of their games this season. Manchester United were doing well under Mourinho until coming unstuck in the Manchester derby at the weekend. They need to bounce back. It's still a chance for Mourinho to get Manchester United playing in European competition. But when you look at the Europa League, you don't necessarily want a game as tough as this, do you, on a Thursday night?
A tough one, isn't it? Yeah, a difficult match for Manchester United. They look short in the betting. Instinctively, you're thinking, do you want to be taking odds on Manchester United away from home in Europe? Because in the last couple of seasons, it's not worked out for them away from home. They've lost six of their last seven away European games, excluding the qualifiers, that is, and they've drawn the other. Jose Mourinho, no stranger to this competition, though. He won it the last time he was in it, back in 2002-2003. Wow, 13 years ago now. My maths tripped me up there in the Europa League. I found his comments really strange after the Manchester derby, because he's the sort of manager, when Manchester United win, it's down to him. He's made brilliant tactical decisions and got everything spot on. But when they lose, it's about the players and the players not being big enough for the occasion. He made some mistakes tactically. He went very aggressive from the outset, bringing Henrik Mkhitaryan into that match for his full debut was strange in my mind, because he'd not played much football. He'd come on as a substitute against Hull City, and had it been said that he wasn't quite right, wasn't fully fit, to throw him into a game of that magnitude for his full debut was a strange one. Didn't play Marcus Rashford, who performed so well for the under-21s and scored the winner against Hull, which I thought was weird as well. And they never got a grip in midfield at all. Jesse Lingard was poor, and he's been... I think him and Mkhitaryan have been singled out by Mourinho, but you'd like him to maybe not... maybe front up to the press himself a little bit, rather than throwing his players under the bus like he did. And that's what soured his relationship with a lot of the Chelsea players at the end of his reign at Chelsea, and that eventually left him in an impossible situation, basically. And that's why he had to leave the club. So I found that weird. And I think when he maybe got up after the weekend, he might have regretted some of those comments.
Was his half-time substitutions an admission that he got it wrong as well? He took off Mkhitaryan and Lingard and brought on Rashford and Ander Herrera, who you'd argue probably should have started in their places anyway. Was it an admission that he'd got it wrong?
Yeah, definitely.
And then for him to come out and blame the players as he has.
Something's not right there.
It raises a few questions,
doesn't it? Really. Yeah, and he's even said that if he could have taken them off after 20 minutes without completely wrecking their confidence, he would have. Well, saying that publicly
wrecks the confidence.
Precisely. So,
is he just trying to spark a reaction? He hasn't been there long, has he? So
maybe he's trying to do that. And I mean, he's been an incredible manager. He's won trophies at every club he's been at. So, who am I to question his policy and what he says in the media? But it'll be intriguing to see what the response is. And Marcus Rashford, he's already said he's going to play in this match. I'm going to be looking at Marcus Rashford to score a goal in the game. He is a decent price, I think, 29-20, when Manchester United are 10-11 to win the game. I wonder whether Zlatan Ibrahimovic might be rested here. 34 years old now. They want to play him in pretty much every Premier League match, I think.
Yeah.
I thought at the beginning of the season he might not get much game time in Europe and they might go with a different setup. And he said that Mourinho said that he believes Rashford is a number nine, and if they're going to play him in different positions, they need to work with him and mould him into sort of a Mkhitaryan-style player or an Anthony Martial-style player that can be effective out wide as well. So Marcus Rashford, when he came on at the weekend, he had Bakary Sagna in his pocket. He really did. It looked fantastic. And they couldn't get the ball to him often enough on Saturday for him to be as effective as he might have been. And one other thing to note here is that, of course, Marcus Rashford, when he made his full debut for Manchester United, it came in this competition, didn't it, against Midtjylland back on in late February. That's the night he shot to stardom, really, and then went on that amazing goal-scoring run, because Anthony Martial was due to play that game, pulled up in the warm-up, and then he came on and Rashford scored twice, and Manchester United went on to win 5-1. So I'll just play... I'm not sure about the outright here. I just like Marcus Rashford to score in the game at 29-20 is my bet.
Okay. I do think it is a difficult game to call.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think Manchester United are the much the better side, and if you disregard that result on Saturday, you'd be inclined to go with them at 10-11. I wonder whether that's going to have a psychological effect on the squad. Mourinho's comments going into this match on Thursday night, and that's the concern with backing a team odds on.
And considering how well Feyenoord have started the season and their home record as well, only PSV have beaten them in a long time since. January early this year.
Yeah.
When's January? First month of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good record, you have to say.
Yeah, so I don't want to be with Man U at 10-11. I don't rate the Dutch league very highly.
Mm.
So I'll steer away from the 90 minutes betting and just go with the man Rashford at 29-20 to score anytime.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.